Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle Radio Network. I'm Steve Peck, along with Mark Ridley. Happy New Year, Mark.
I was going to say the same thing, Steve.
Gotcha.
2010, a new decade, and we're ready to go.
My goodness. And, you know, I was talking to you off air, and there is all kinds of stuff going on right now with you.
Oh, yeah. It's getting finally done remodeling, which was a big thing, but... Yeah, the big news coming out is obviously the comedy festival, which mm-hmm. we just released the news on that. In March, but tickets are on sale now for that.
And, tell me more about that.
Well, it's an opportunity, and I was doing an interview earlier talking about how, you know, Detroit, we're kind of stepping up. I've always looked at comedy as an art form, mm-hmm. and I've been to a lot of festivals. And the nice thing about this particular festival is that I was able to call in a couple of favors and ask people to, you know, kind of lend some credibility to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can stay here, you can be in one location for many, many years, but when you bring in people like Lewis Black and Kathleen Madigan and Dave Coulier and Haywood Banks all in one week as hosts of
That's
a
amazing.
Show, you know, and then 50 comedians that we've selected out of numerous submissions from around the country and Canada are coming in, so... We're kind of looking at the best of the best that we feel would do really well in this festival.
The last show we did, we weren't able to say who that guy was, and now we know it's Lewis Black.
Right. He'll kick off March 21st at the Royal Oak Theater, and then Monday night to the 22nd, he'll be hosting here at the Comedy Castle.
Man.
So it's real nice. It was great. I mean, Lewis is... You know, thank you, Lewis. That's all I can say.
Like you said, every once in a while, you have to call some favors, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But,
exactly.
Man, that's going to be fun and selling out for sure. Are you selling tickets for that now?
We are. You can get them through the comedycastle.com, which if many people notice, it's a brand new website. And you had a little sneak preview here.
Looked great.
Yeah, it looks great. And
there's going to be a store on it, too. You can buy some stuff.
Merchandise. Yep. Right. A lot of things we'll be doing with this particular website that we weren't doing before. And then you could also buy tickets through the Royal Oak Theater through their box office for the concert there. It's a full concert with Lewis and John Bowman, who I've had as a headliner here. Very, very funny, too.
So get your tickets early.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a big event.
And then we have to talk about the movie.
All right. Well, you know, before we talk about the movie, let's talk about the month of January.
Okay, great.
Let's go over some of who's coming to Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle.
Well, January 7th through the 9th. Is Dwight Slade. Now, Dwight used to be one of my clients I managed mm-hmm. for a little while, and a lot of people don't know this, but in American Scream, which is a biography of Bill Hicks, Dwight and Bill started out in junior high school doing comedy together. So,
no kidding.
Yeah, he's got some great stories that, you know, offstage we've talked about, but I've seen him in Montreal. He's been on Comedy Central, NBC. Dwight's very, very funny, living out of Oregon, coming in back into Detroit. Also appearing Vince Corona and Connie Ettinger, January 14th through the 16th. A gentleman did very, very well at the second comedy festival, Brandon Vestal. He's been seen on Last Comic Standing and also appearing J.L. Colvin and Tori Atkins. And then a gentleman making his first appearance at the Comedy Castle will be Clinton Jackson, January 21st through the 23rd. Very funny from Comedy Central with Jeff Dwoskin and Jason Hagel. And then a man that I saw at the Desperate House Guys show here this past year.
The what?
Desperate House Guys.
What is that?
It's a takeoff on Desperate Housewives. It's four married men talking about their lives being married. So this gentleman came in. Andy Pitts is here, January 28th through the 30th.
Oh, man.
He's been on the Craig Ferguson show, Letterman show, and also appearing Mike McDaniel and Nate Fritzen. Very, very strong month coming up in the new year.
Man, I can tell.
Yeah.
And then the movie,
yeah, it's a documentary on the second comedy festival, and we will be doing a sneak preview January 5th, and then the actual premiere. It'll be playing in all the Imagine theaters. It's four Imagine theaters. It'll be the week of January 8th. So it'll give the people an opportunity to see what we did this past year at the Comedy Castle, and then it'll, you know, we'll be promoting the next festival.
Now, where are these Imagine theaters?
There's Novi, Birch Run, Canton, and I want to say Woodhaven. I'm not really sure. I think Woodhaven is the fourth, but there are four theaters. So it's again, it's an opportunity to for the Metro Detroit public to see what we've done here at the castle.
I know you have special nights for charities available and some other things too.
You know, actually, I have to say that almost all of our Thursday nights are booked for charity fundraisers already.
It is going to be a good year.
We had so many people that wanted to do it throughout, you know, November, December, that we had to move them into January. But, you know, we're still open on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday for off-night events. You can always contact Mary Coyle here at the club, and she'll set up a night for you.
So look ahead.
Look ahead. Definitely. I mean, February has, believe it or not, is almost gone. So,
no kidding.
Yeah, it's people, God bless those people out there in Metro Detroit, because they still need to laugh, and they're willing to help out.
What about the open mic night? Are you still doing that?
Still doing that. Every Wednesday night we have open mic night. You'll see 13 comedians for the low, low price of $3. And then it's a chance to see the up-and-comers that maybe the next Tim Allen or Dave Coulier that came out of open mic. Everybody has to start somewhere. So we're one of the few clubs in the country that still has open mic, believe it or not.
And so if I'm a comedian and I want to be part of that, what do I do?
Just call the club on a Thursday. You put your name in and say you're available. And then you call back on Saturday to see if you got on for the following Wednesday. Sounds complicated, but either Laura or Mary can explain it, or Dawn can explain on the phone what's going on. And it's we get about 40 to 50 people that call in each week.
Really?
To get one of the treasured 13 spots. Yeah. It's really, you're watching the birth of a comedian, which is really great. I mean, I can't tell you how many hundreds of guys come up and say, people tell me I'm hysterical. I said, well, go ahead, sign up.
Yeah.
If you tell me that, then go and prove it. And then, you know, nine times out of 10, they can't do it. But there's still, you know, that one or two that'll pop out. And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that everybody that comes through on open mic is going to be strong. You're going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's be honest. I mean, you know, but it's an opportunity for somebody who thinks they're funny to get up there and do it.
But sometimes, isn't the ugly pretty funny?
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny, I must admit.
Yeah.
And you know, the nice thing is that we have our comedy classes too, and Bill Bouchard, who's been teaching them, he does a good job of taking that diamond in the rough, and or even the people that really have no idea what to do, and putting together, you know, the pieces of their act, and how to work the system, you know, how to get your name out there, and you know, how to get a hold of club owners and bookers. And so quite a few of the comedians who come out of his classes have gone on to get a lot of work.
And when are those classes available?
They're available on Saturday. If you go on the website, and then you can look at that, and then we'll put you in touch with Bill. You can sign up through the link that we have on there. So now what I'm doing is looking ahead. Besides our own comedy festival, I'm looking at going to two or three other festivals this year so that I can see who I can bring in 2011. So actually playing catch up with, you know, now looking at my emails and a lot of videos so I can watch some of the comedians and make notes on them for 2011.
Is that part of your job? Do you travel to look at other comedians in different places to bring them here?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go to comedy festivals in Montreal and Chicago. I'll go to Los Angeles. I'll go to New York. I don't go as much as I used to, but I'll still take the time to go, and, you know, if there's something to go where I can see a lot of those comedians in, you know, a short period of time, yeah, I'll do that. And it's a lot of fun, because I've gone into, like, especially in New York, when you go to the Comedy Cellar, and I talk to Jerry Seinfeld, boop, there's a name dropper, huh?
Yeah.
We were talking about this, and we both agree. I mean, one of my favorite places to go to in New York is the Comedy Cellar, and that's where he likes to work out. And the reason being is that it's a basic, down-to-earth comedy club that, you know, you can walk in there on any given night and see, you know, Seinfeld, Chris Rock,
really?
Louis C.K., Jim Norton, all these guys all work out there. And it's only 100 seats.
Where is that? In Manhattan?
It's in Manhattan, yeah. There's about 14 clubs in Manhattan. So, you know, that's where exactly it is, I couldn't tell you. But it's a great place to go to. And the same with Gotham. I go to Gotham quite a bit. Or when I'm in L.A., I go to the Comedy Magic Club or the Improv. Anyway.
All right. Well, let's run down the list for January one more time.
All right. We can go with January 7th through the 9th will be Dwight Slade, also Vince Carone and Connie Ettinger. January 14th through the 16th, Brandon Vestal, along with J.L. Colvin and Tori Atkins. January 21st through the 23rd, Clinton Jackson with Jeff Dwoskin and Jason Hagel. And then January 28th through the 30th, Andy Pitts, along with Michael McDaniel and Nate Fritzen. It's a great month here at the Comedy Castle, and you can find more information at comedycastle.com.
Big year.
Big year. Thanks.
And so happy New Year to you.
You too, sir.
I look forward to talking to you next month on Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle Radio Network.